Hey there. Welcome back to Dogs Are Smarter Than People. If you're not coming back, that means it's your first time, and we welcome you. And we are Sean and Carrie. Carrie being the best author in the world, New York Times and internationally best-selling author, wonderful photographer, blogger, and just all-around incredible woman. Anyways, I thought she might introduce me, but there's not much to introduce. So, you're about to hear the best podcast you've ever heard. And if it doesn't make you laugh, I'm sorry. Try another one that we've already done. And listen to next week's, too. We love you.
Dogs Are Smarter Than People is a quirky podcast. It's a podcast, man.
Yeah.
It's a quirky podcast that's meant to make your life a little bit happier. We give a dog tip, a writing tip, and we always start with a random thought.
Let's roll, baby.
Boom. Podcast time.
Podcast. But I agree with you, that'd be cool if every day was World Kindness Day.
Yes.
Somebody might could do one good feed.
So anyways, hopefully we're still recording this as I try to bring this up, because
I hope so.
I had this so on my Twitter notifications. Oh, Shawnee is so coffee waffy. So World Kindness Day is today, right? And on my Twitter notifications, it shows that somebody retweeted one of my tweets. So I got all excited because I made a really funny tweet today. But no, it was not my funny tweet of today. It was my tweet from 2015.
Really?
Yes, in which I was being kind of sarcastic, because if you had been in my timeline back then, know that I was talking about everyone leaving dog poop on the sidewalk everywhere at that time. And so my tweet was, if I saw someone actually picking up her dog's poop, it counts, right? It's World Kindness Day. Tweet the good you see. Right?
Yeah, and that makes sense.
But like, so somebody retweeted it.
Yeah.
And wrote, don't think someone picking up their own dog's poop count, she used a poop emoji, counts as hashtag acts of kindness. It's the owner's responsibility to automatically do this rather than let someone walk in it. And like,
you know, she's right, but she's still right. It's kind to pick it up.
But is it kind of her to point out that my tweet from 2015 might not actually be all that kind? Like, she's not being kind.
No, you were just being sarcastic.
Yeah,
she's not being kind at all.
No! And her handle is Retweet Kindness.
Well, since she failed.
Should I...
try again.
Should I retweet her comment and fix all her typos and say I'm just being kind?
No.
Because I'd like to.
It sounds like a really good idea. Do it tomorrow. When it's not World Kindness Day.
Dude, I don't know.
You gotta lead by example there.
I know. Is right? This our random thought time?
It's pretty random to me. You obviously had a thought.
Not really.
On your head, but...
I eventually got a thought.
Oh, okay.
In my head. It wasn't on it. Dancing around on top of my head.
But it caught me. It blindsided me. I wasn't aware of it before.
Oh, I know.
That's okay. I can handle it.
Random thought.
That's why it's random.
Random.
So this week, we were a little stuck on what we might want to talk about. And Carrie put out an ask on our Facebook page for ideas. And apparently, public safety dispatcher Marie Overlock and firefighter Emily Bacon both suggested friendship. So it won out for this week. And we'll save Matt Baez's suggestion of cow hugging for a later date. Because...
cow hugging!
I'm glad you said that. I'm more of a, you know, cow tipping.
Oh, that's...
anyways.
That's an urban legend, allegedly.
Allegedly it is. Anyways, we'll talk about that on another day. Friendship and children's books are a pretty natural combination. Carrie's own bigs are books.
Bigs are
books. Carrie's own books.
I didn't even say boobs, honestly, right there. And I was like, no, don't say that.
No, but you did.
Carrie's own boobs are big.
Carrie's own boobs are big on friends.
Oh, that's even worse.
All right, back to serious. Zip it up. Carrie's own books are big on friends, even when they are full of ramen. Romance. Alright, here's the thing. We haven't been able to do a podcast in our professional studio here at home in so long. I think we're just kind of excited and overzealous and full of mistakes, so please bear with us.
It's also early in the morning and we're not morning people. Which is part of why we're friends, and friends matter. And there are so many beautiful examples of friendship in children's books. But let's go with this Maine classic, because we're in Maine, from E.B. White's Charlotte's Web. Wilbur blushed. But I'm not terrific, Charlotte. I'm just about average for a pig. You're terrific as far as I'm concerned, replied Charlotte sweetly, and that's what counts. You're my best friend, and I think you're sensational. Now stop arguing and go get some sleep. in our life, I'm Wilbur and Sean is totally Charlotte. Just so you know. He's glaring at me.
I'm not glaring. I was just thinking about how right you were. Now let's go get some sleep.
As writers, we have to make friendships seem real in our books, right? So to do that, we have to actually know in real life what does make a friendship real. Shawnee and I think there are basically four elements to friendships.
Number one, you don't call somebody that you're close to by their secretish nickname in the public forum all the time.
I'm sorry, Sean.
You have to be able to initiate things. Conversations, communications, texts, which is all communication, I guess. And you also have to actually respond when your friends or possible future friends initiate these same communication attempts.
Blowing people off isn't cool.
Not at all.
But also, you can't always be the one who responds. I have a problem with that. So two, you also have to have friendship situational awareness. What does that even mean? It means that you can understand the social scene, your friend's attitude, needs, issues, and strengths. And you can love that friend despite his or her or they's occasional annoying mouth-breathing moments. You can be aware of what the appropriate response is. Stop, don't do that. Okay. You can be aware of what the appropriate responses are to your friend's needs. Don't tell them they're beautiful when they just want a hug. Don't mow their lawn when they're looking for kimchi. What?
I totally didn't understand that last
one. It's like, if you, alright, like say we have a friend named Froggy, and Froggy is a pathological liar, and you're still friends with Froggy. And Froggy just wants you to be like, yeah, I'm a sounding board. Froggy doesn't want, when Froggy's feeling super emotionally vulnerable and lying out of insecurity, Froggy doesn't want you to be like, dude, Froggy, stop being such a lying schmuck. That's not the appropriate time, you know?
Right.
So you have to be aware of the situation, of what your friend's needs are, of how to communicate and help them at certain times.
Right.
Like, let's say you have a friend, Army Girl. An Army Girl is suicidal, and she's going out of control with, like, self-hate. You don't want to be like, yeah, you do suck. You don't want to ignore her.
Although it's a good way to get out of the conversation quickly.
Well, yeah, but that's not what it is to be a friend.
Yeah, well, that's enough of that.
I think that segues into our third point quite nicely.
Try to interact in a nice way. Seriously, people. If I'm reading a book and the friends are total schmucks to each other and don't exhibit any caring or generosity, I don't believe in that friendship. I don't believe it in real life either.
Do you ever have friends who pretend you're friends, but they really just don't care and try to get out of the conversation really quickly?
Uh-huh. We do. Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm not looking.
I don't try to bail on conversations easily. Do I?
I was just referencing Army Girl, and you're like trying to get out of the conversation quickly.
Oh no, that's because you know, it's cool.
All right. So numbers four: listen to your friends and focus on what.
Sorry. This is a pet-friendly podcast, and one of them just walked by and left a big old wet mark on my hand.
Okay, backing up.
Sorry.
I would like to apologize for the fact that this is a pet-friendly podcast, which Sean keeps actually interrupting our own podcast to do things. Like, say, like right now, he's pointing at the tree outside, and there's a squirrel running up the tree. And what just happened before is Marzi, the cat, came in. and rubbed her head against Sean's leg. He's wearing shorts, despite the fact that it's snowing out. And Sean's leg got globbed by the wetness on top of Marzi's head. Marzi's head is wet because Gabby the dog licked her all over.
Yeah, there you have it.
And they're friends. So listen to your friends and focus on what they're saying. Don't be staring at your phone or out the window at the squirrel in the tree or freaking out about the cat and her wet head when your friends are talking to you.
Huh? Oh, no, I'm just kidding. Because I was going to say, you really got to listen close. Because, like, just because your friend has your head in their mouth and they're drooling all over it, doesn't mean they're not saying that I love you, friend of another species.
These tips will be on the blog in a more succinct manner.
Oh, yeah. Don't try to put your friend's head in your mouth. That's number one tip. Sparty's been laying here at my feet while Carrie had to do some technical stuff. He's listened to the whole podcast thus far, and I asked him what his thoughts were. He said, well, you don't have to be everybody's friend, number one. And you should choose wisely. Like Wisely's coyote. Choose wisely in who you pick as your friends. Pick the people who don't bring you down, but the ones that lift you up.
I bring you up.
You want to build your friendships on that kind of a base. Positive, mutual, positive, building up, not bringing down.
Don't forget who you actually are, and don't pretend to be who you aren't in order to fit in. Or because you're insecure. Don't be Captain Boasts a Lot. Don't be Mrs. One-Upmanship. And also don't even be Madame Fixes Everybody Else's Problems.
Man, I hate Captain Boasts a Lot.
You do.
I'm pain in the ass. So you should listen to your friends and respond appropriately, if possible, to their needs.
Right.
And if you're going to be a true friend, you should do it in an uplifting, positive manner.
Number four, according to Gabby, the dog, our other dog who's hanging out on the couch right now, looking out the window, hoping to bark at something, is to realize you and your friends don't have to agree on every darn thing in the world to be friends. Gabby and Sparty have very different opinions of ice cubes. Sparty loves ice cubes and thinks they are sent from heaven, also known as the refrigerator.
That's right.
He does. He calls the refrigerator heaven. Whereas Gabby is like, eek, that's cold. Eek.
She's just a little princess.
But they still love each other and they're still friends, right?
Oh, they are.
Yeah, they don't get into internet fights over ice cubes or whether or not the freezer and refrigerator is heaven.
No.
They still love each other.
It's because they live in the real world, not the social media world.
Oh, that's true.
Anyways, those dogs. You know, if Sparty thinks the refrigerator's heaven, what the heck does he think the dishwasher is when it's got dirty plates in it? Holy smokes. Be honest. Don't pretend to agree on everything in the world. Don't say things just to placate your friends unless it's absolutely necessary to get them through a hard spot or something.
Yeah.
I mean, because if you build your relationship on lies, like, you know, I don't know what. Someday it'll crumble.
Finally, don't be talking about your friend behind their back.
That's not cool. Totally not cool. Unless it's positive.
Well, yeah, that's totally different. Hey. Everybody knows that what the dogs are saying here is don't be howling about, I don't know, let's say that Gabby doesn't like Liz Graves' dog, Alice. But, like, Gabby doesn't want to go out and tell Liz Graves that she doesn't like Alice or hurt Alice's feelings. She just kind of avoids Alice, right? But Sparty goes and, like, deliberately tells Alice's man owner, hey, Gabby totally hates Alice. Do you know why? Because she thinks her butt is smelly. In a bad way. Right? Like, you don't do that. Why would you want to sow discord? Right? Especially if Gabby actually doesn't think that Alice's butt smells funny.
That's right.
I got really weird there. Okay.
You did. Because I was just thinking about our one friend that did tell somebody that we didn't like them because their ass was smelly. I mean, that was weird. But I thought you forgot about it.
Oh, that is true. I forgot that happened. It did happen, Ariel.
No.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, thank you very much. Come back again. Come again.
Hey, for the writing tips that go with this podcast, check out carriejonesbooks.blog or the Dogs Are Smarter Than People feed. We're available all over the place. Right?
That's right.
That's right.
Anywhere you go.
Anywhere you go. If you want to rent one of our haunted houses, you can also find those on carriejonesbooks.blog.
Why do you keep exposing that?
I'm not exposing. I should be allowed to have my shoulder out
in the air. Freely.
Freely.
You're no charge.
This is our sum up.
Walk around, just like that.
But.
I'm summing up.
The music we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and made available through the Creative Commons license. The artist in the song is Night Owl by Broke for Free. That was my NPR voice.
That was awesome. That was really good.
Do you want to do your NPR voice?
No, God.
Thank you for listening. Please like and subscribe.
I'm still hung up on, I don't want people to think that all our houses are haunted.
They're not all haunted. Only one.
I don't want to disappoint anybody.
Only one is haunted. The end. You said, Sean, you look expectant. Do you want someone to say something?
No, I was going to make a joke about our houses not being haunted, just having live people living in the walls. But